Circulating tumor cells in the blood of cancer patients are markers for a poor outcome, prognosis, in people with breast, colorectal, lung and prostate cancer. However, little data is available for renal cell carcinoma, RCC. This multicenter observational study looked at the link between the number of circulating tumor cells and survival in people with metastatic RCC who were treated with sunitinib or pazopanibus, a first-line treatment following surgery. The researchers used the cell search system to count the tumor cells sat 4 time points, the day before treatment started, baseline, day 28, day 56 and then at progression, or at 12 months if there was no progression. There were 195 patients in the study, nearly 4/5 were treated with sunitinib, and 1/5 with pazopanib. At baseline, nearly half of the patients had one or more circulating tumor cells. Per milliliter of blood, 30 patients had 3 or more circulating tumor cells per milliliter blood and an average time to when the drug stopped working and the cancer started growing again, progression-free survival of 5.8 compared to 15 months in the patients less than 3 circulating tumor cells per milliliter blood. Patients with 3 or more circulating tumor cells per milliliter blood had a shorter estimated overall survival time of 13.8 months compared to 52.8 months in those with less than 3 circulating tumor cells per milliliter blood. This study provided evidence that the presence of 3 or more circulating tumor cells per milliliter blood at baseline is associated with a significantly shorter survival in patients with metastatic RCC. Read more in the Oncologist Array.